I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The refugee crisis in Europe reminds us every day about the consequences of war, and in a few minutes we'll hear what that means for one family fleeing the violence. We start, though, by looking at the war in Syria from a different perspective than we usually do. That is, not from the point of view of the rebels and opposition leaders backed by the U.S. and others. Martin Smith of our partners at Frontline went to Syria back in the summer and spent time with supporters of President Bashar al-Assad's regime. The result is the remarkable documentary Inside Assad Syria. Martin Smith explains why he chose that angle.
Well, I think it's always important that we look at both sides of any conflict. Look, the people that are living there are not the ones that are deploying barrel bombs and torturing people in prisons. These are people that are essentially caught in this horrible civil war. And, you know, some of them are just trying to live their lives. You know, I talked to people that were fighting for the government, militiamen and others, but the vast majority of people are just trying to get by. And I think it was a good idea to put a face to them.
Mm. Did you find that a lot of people in Syria claim support for Bashar al-Assad? Because if you don't, it means some bad consequences.
Yeah, I think that the least you'll get is a good beating, if not more. That's the one line that you don't cross. I talked to some artists at one point that decided not to go on camera, but they told us that they're free to do what they want with their art, but they can't criticize the president. Mm. On the other hand, if you listen to people, they will tend to take that question about the president and move it into their support for Syria, because what they see, they make a distinction between the state and all the services that it provides beyond security, you know, hospitals, schools, water, electricity. They don't want to see those things collapse as they did in Libya and Iraq. So if there's no alternative to Assad, they don't want to see him go, but it's not for reasons of loving him. It's for reasons of wanting to preserve some order in their own lives.
You know, it's really interesting, the people you meet in the course of making this doc. There's some Syrian school kids you meet who say the Americans gave the rebels long-range rockets so the rebels can hit anyone from everywhere. How much do these kids, how much do Syrians right now see the U.S. as their foe? And is it the rockets that convince them of that, or the rhetoric from the White House that Assad must go?
I think it's both of those things. And the other phenomenon that you see there is a conflation of their enemies into one sort of amorphous block. So they don't make a very fine distinction between those people that are in the Western-backed sort of moderate camp. They don't distinguish those so much from the jihadis all the way over to ISIS. And they sort of conflate all of their enemies into one.
In Homes, I had this sense watching the pictures that the destruction is so widespread, so wanton, that it was kind of hard to capture it all on video. What was Homes like for you? What kind of impression did you leave with?
It's like you say. It's hard to get your head around the amount of destruction. It was 2 to 3 years of a siege that took place there. And so the government just pummeled the hell out of central Homes. But, you know, you can go to neighborhoods in Damascus if you can get permission. We struggled to get to the areas of Damascus that look the same as Homes. These are neighborhoods that surround Damascus have been taking hits like central Homes has taken. You know, just 12 minutes from my hotel was a neighborhood that looks very much like central Homes.
Mm. And then you end up at this new country club on the outskirts of Homes with kids laughing and splashing in the pool. What was that about?
Yeah.
Who are these children?
Yeah, there is the investor in this resort is a Christian. There's a Christian community in Homes, and I guess that's who they're serving, although I don't know that they restrict it. Anybody who wants to make a reservation can come there. I think from the point of view of the government, they're doing what they can to raise morale. They are beleaguered, and yeah, maybe they should spend all their money on feeding children in refugee camps. But they're also at the same time trying to raise morale. It results in these kind of surreal kind of scenarios where culture is ongoing in central Damascus. The symphony is playing. The dance, you know, performances are going on. The beach resorts are open. And as you say, the resort is right outside of Homes.
So
I think they're a little – it is bizarre. It is very bizarre to see it.
You've covered the Mideast for a long time. You've been in war zones, but Syria is so unpredictable, so many sides to the conflict. Did you ever wonder while you were there, what am I doing here in the middle of this chaotic civil war? Did you ever worry you'd be suspected as being some kind of foreign conspirator?
No, I felt that if I was on the other side of the line in rebel-held territories, there's a much more difficult road to navigate over on that side. I think being in regime-held areas, I didn't maybe I'm naive or curiosity gets the better of me, but I felt that I could move about without feeling too threatened. There were places where I was told that snipers were not far away and that there were ambushes of various kinds here and there, but fortunately, I'm back and I'm okay.
Very fortunately. Good to have you back. Frontline's Martin Smith, who was in Syria back in the summer. His new documentary is called Inside Assad Syria. It'll air tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central on PBS. Martin Smith, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Marco, thank you for having me on.